Obadiah, Chapter 1. The Vision of Obadiah. This is what my Lord the Lord says to Edom. We have heard a report from the Lord, and an envoy sent among the nations, saying, Rise, and let us rise against her in war. Look, I have made you small among the nations. You are greatly despised. The insolence of your heart has deceived you, you who dwell in the fissures of the rock. He who has a high dwelling place says in his heart, Who can bring me down to earth? Even if you exalt yourself like the eagle, and even if you make your nest among the stars, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord. If thieves were to come to you, or burglars in the night, how you would be ruined. Would they not steal as much as they want? If grape harvest raiders come to you, will they not just leave gleanings? How the affairs of Esau are investigated, and how his hidden designs are searched out. All your allies have sent you to the border. They have deceived you. Those who were well disposed to you have outwitted you. They place your bread in a hunter's net under you, but you have no understanding about it at all. Will I not destroy the wise men of Edom on that day, says the Lord, and remove understanding from the mount of Esau? And your warriors of Teman will be afraid of each man being cut off from the mount of Esau, and they will be afraid of slaughter. For the violence done against your brother Jacob, shame will cover you, and you will be cut off age-abidingly. On the day when you stood opposite Jacob, on the day when strangers took his army captive, and foreigners came to his gate and cast lots over Jerusalem, you too were one of them. But do not look with satisfaction on the day of your brother, on the day of his loss of sovereignty, and do not rejoice over the sons of Judah on the day when they perish, and do not gloat on the day of their adversity. Do not go to the gate of my people on the day of their calamity, and do not look upon their suffering on the day of their calamity. And do not send forces against their forces on the day of their calamity, and do not stand at the road junction to cut off their escapees, and do not close off their fugitives on the day of adversity, for the day of the Lord is near, coming upon all nations. As you have done, so it shall be done to you. Your recompense will return unto your head. For as you have drunk on my holy mountain, so all the nations will drink continually. And they will drink and swallow, and they will be as if they had never existed. But on Mount Zion there will be deliverance, and it will be holy, and the house of Jacob will receive their inheritances. And the house of Jacob will become fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, but the house of Esau will become stubble. So they will be burned and consumed, and there will not be any escapee of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken. And the south will inherit the mount of Esau, and the lowlands will inherit the Philistines, and they will inherit the territory of Ephraim, and the territory of Samaria. And Benjamin will inherit Gilead, and the captives of these forces of the sons of Israel, who are scattered among the Canaanites, will inherit the territory as far as Zarephath. And the captives of Jerusalem, who are in Sepharad, will inherit the cities of the south. And saviours will go to Mount Zion, to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom will be the Lord's.